3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, hi, Pippa. Guess what time it is, Pippa? It's 19:30 UTC.
That's right. It's 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always the begins. My name is Tobe. I'm sitting here on my floor with my cat in my lap now, and I'm trying to adjust the blanket so we can do fun kitty stuff on the blankie. Because I thought she was sleeping under the table, but no. As soon as I started getting all the equipment set up, somebody came out and said, oh, it's time to do stuff with cats, not time to do stuff with microphones. Yes, who's a good baby? Okay, sit down, that's good. All right, so here we are. It is, in fact, 1930 once again. Or, you know, 1931. And I'm sitting here, and there's NASCAR on the TV. What am I even watching? I don't know. Oh, this is practice at Bristol. And we don't care, do we, Pippa? No. Pippa is interested in the blanket. What am I doing? Well, I'm obviously drinking tea. And it's good. It's good, but I don't think I should be drinking this tea first thing in the morning. Yeah, I've been up for, what, half an hour, Pippa? Yeah. This tea that I'm drinking is, and I hate to say this because it's going to sound like blasphemy, but I am drinking canned tea. Is it good? Well, no. And that's why it's half lemonade. Yes, I'm drinking what is sometimes known as Memphis tea. That's how I learned it. Some people refer to this beverage as a famous golfer, a famous legendary golf personality. And I don't know if there's anything real about this stuff. It's all artificial. But it's good. It's like you can't really think of it as tea so much as lemonade with powdered Tea Factory floor sweepings added for a weird bitter astringency. And I do like to drink this stuff on occasion, but geez, drinking it first thing in the morning, that lemony business is, it's weird on my throat. And it causes my sinuses to do weird stuff. So why am I drinking this first thing in the morning? I don't know. Yes, I do know. It's because I didn't have any other tea made. And I wanted to hurry up and get going on the show. I don't know why. Because I've got nothing to talk about today. Although, I will tell you right now that you need to tune in tomorrow to Saturday's show, because we got some interesting things planned. And I'm not going to tell you what that is. But I'll give you a hint. It has something to do with money. And it also has something to do with ghosts. So tune in to tomorrow's show, Saturday at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, to see what wackiness we get up to. What are we going to do? It's going to be fun. Right, Pippa? Pippa says, what? Pippa says, don't bother me. I'm trying to get my face smashed into this blanket. Yeah, look at this kitty face. This is where she just puts her face down in the blanket, and I don't know if she's trying to burrow, if she's trying to dig a hole, or what's going on here, but yeah, she's got her claws kneading up against my legs, trying to make my legs all bloody, but I have the protective blankie today. Yes, I got the protective blankie, so your claws can't get me, dingers. That's a good baby. That's a good Pippa. All right, so what else is happening? Oh, as I look over there across the room, I can see that my batteries are charged up. I had to recharge some batteries. And I recharged some double A's. What I really need to do is I need to recharge these. Well, it doesn't really matter. Oh, it looks like it's sunny outside today. I was going to say, blah, blah, blah. I need to go out and recharge some batteries so I can take all this stuff outside and record some shows outside. Like maybe go to the OPPD Arboretum. But no, I think it's too hot. Let's check the weather channel to see what the weather is going to be like today. Who's a kitty? You're a kitty. Oh, it's currently 82. Well, that's not so bad. What's 82 in Celsius? Oh, that's probably around just sort of doing mental estimations in my head, about 28. See? Is that right? Can that be right? I'm actually not doing any, you know, mathematical calculations. I'm just sort of guesstimating in my brain the Tobe way. Isn't that right, Peppa? And now we're going to estimate the temperature the kitty way. And how does Pippa estimate the temperature? She doesn't, because she doesn't care. You don't give a damn, do you, dingers? No. Because it's always 75 degrees in my house. About 24 or 25°C. Because I got the air conditioner on. Yay, air conditioning. In the winter, we keep it much colder, don't we, donkers? Yes, we do. Who? Oh, ow. I shouldn't have done that. Ow! That was painful. That was my shoulder. My shoulder is still acting weird. And every time I think it's getting better, then I do something. I lift it some way and it hurts and it's just weird. What did I do to my shoulder? I don't even know. Oh, but look, the Weather Channel is telling me that it's supposed to rain on Monday. That might be good. That might mean it stays nice and cool, and we might be able to go outside, huh, Peppa? Yeah, I might go to Heron Haven. Who's a kitty? You're the kitty. Look at this dingins. All right, so... Oh... What have I been doing today? Nothing. I just got up, ate my waffles, checked the ice situation, and it could be that the big ice shortage and ice rationing program might be over here in my house, even though I did make some extra ice just in case. I looked in the ice bin today, and oh, Pippa, we had so much ice. I'm so happy. Yay. We got the fun ice. Pippa likes ice, too. Lately, for the last, I don't know, a couple weeks now, I've been having a good time with Pippa because she always wants, you know, her kitty water. And I fill up the cup. And the other day, actually it's been a while, a couple weeks ago, she kept yanging at me after I put the water down. And I said, oh, do you want an ice cube? And she said yes. So I had to get an ice cube and put it in the kitty water. And apparently that's what she wanted, because she showed up and she started drinking the water. Yeah, you like ice cubes, huh? I don't know what it is about ice cubes that my cat likes, but sometimes when I'm drinking iced tea, she will hear the ice cubes rattling around in the glass, and then she'll have to come up to me, and she'll try to climb up me if I'm standing up. But then I gotta sit down or bend over and show her the glass full of ice, and then she sniffs it, and then sometimes she licks the ice cubes. Because kitties like ice cubes. Yes, they do. That's nothing. Did I tell you that she ate a Rice Krispie the other day? This has been a while ago. I was eating Rice Krispies, and when I say I was eating Rice Krispies, it's not in a bowl with milk. I do not put milk on cereal, because I rarely eat cereal, but and I hate milk. So I just pour dry Rice Krispies into a large, like 16-ounce styrofoam cup, a 1-pint cup, half a liter, and I'll just, you know, eat them like I'm drinking something. Well, Pippa saw me doing this, and she noticed it was making a strange sound, and she came up to me, stood on my lap, put her paw up, and, you know, forced the cup down to where she could see into it, and she stuck her face in, and she was smelling the stuff, and that's, you know, she normally does that. She'll smell stuff, and then she'll leave it alone, but no. She smelled the Rice Krispies, and then she started licking them. And then some got stuck to her tongue. And so then she sat there crunching on Rice Krispies. Did you like those Rice Krispies, Peppa? It was funny. And she didn't want any more. She tasted them, and she's like, oh, this doesn't taste like anything. Well, it kind of tastes like rice. And then she wandered off. And that was the day my cat Pippa ate some Rice Krispies. It was so funny. Because you're a funny baby. Look at this baby. Look at this fluffy, fluffy cat. Yeah, gotta brush up a kitty, but not right now. We'll get the brush out later. Why am I still watching the Weather Channel? Nobody wants to watch the Weather Channel. Oh, and here we are, back at NASCAR. What, isn't there anything good on today? Well, it's Friday. Oh, I just realized. I was about to say, oh, I'm going to check the sports channel to see if there's any Australian rules football on tonight. But I don't think there is. Why? Because thanks to Solder Punk, our favorite Australian SDF user. Remember, he sent me the ballpoint pen with the footy schedule in it. There's nothing scheduled for today. The next game is the 23rd, and I think that's the last game, or maybe second to the last game. So we're going to check Channel 84 instead, see if there's any movies I want to watch today. There is not. So let's go down to 222, which is the footy channel. I said, give me 222. Here we go. It takes a second. And we got Women's U20 World Cup and then just UFC all night. So yeah, there would not appear to be any AFL on today. That's okay, huh, Peppa? That just means we can watch some crazy YouTube videos or something, huh? Yeah, okay, you're gonna take off? Okay, good. See you later. And Pippa wanders off into the bathroom to eat some food and or drink some water. Oh, so I can readjust here. Maybe take another sip of tea. That's good. Mm-hmm. So lemony. And I'm almost afraid to tell you what I was watching last night. How did this even start? How did I get onto such wacky subject matter that I would normally never be interested in ever? I don't know. I can't explain it. What was I watching, you might ask? I was watching videos on YouTube about Beyblade. Yeah, I know, right? If for some reason you are not familiar with Beyblade, Beyblade is a brand of toy fighting tops. And when I say tops here, I mean the things that spin, and that's all they do. And there has been fighting tops throughout history. Since the invention of tops, we have, as a race, fought tops. Basically, you get two people with tops. You spin them. You let the tops run into each other. And, you know, whoever stops spinning first loses. Whoever remains spinning is the winner. So Beyblade is a brand of toy. They make these tops, and they make little arenas for these tops to battle in. These are concave plastic dishes. And the difference between Beyblade and a normal top is a Beyblade is sort of a short, flattish kind of thing. And they have multiple pieces. You actually put them together. There's like three or four pieces that make up one of these things. And they just sort of, how do I describe this? They just friction fit together, these parts. And you assemble your tops and you fight them. And sometimes these tops, when they get hit, they fall apart. Which is very dramatic and very fun for children. And somehow, last night, I got sucked into watching, you know, Beyblade videos. The other thing you need to know about Beyblade is that, like, just about every other collectible toy or combat hobby thing coming out of Japan, there is a cartoon for it. There is an anime for it. And I didn't know Beyblade was this big. I didn't know it was so huge. Beyblade has been around for a while. I can't give you an exact date, but geez, maybe 20 years. And there are a lot of people who are surprisingly into it. And of course, well, that's why it's been around for so long. There are adults who do this. And, you know, obviously kids grow up. And a lot of these videos I was watching are like college-age guys doing this. People with huge collections, and there are a lot of these tops. There are a lot of Beyblades. There are many, many series and many, many editions of these things. And there are people who even make custom parts and do stuff like that. And there are big tournaments, and there are official world tournaments and stuff. And I had no idea it was so big. Because around here, I thought it kind of died off. You know, once the anime goes off the air, you know, that stops acting as a 30-minute commercial for the product. And the last time I actually saw any Beyblades, they were on remainder in some store, meaning they were on the, you know, clearance shelf. And so I don't even know how it happened. Why did I even click on that video? I started watching one video and was so into it that I watched about four or five more. And it was fascinating. And not fascinating because, oh, look, I've never seen spinning tops before. In fact, as a child, I had combat tops almost the same thing. I'm trying to remember what they were called. Whizzers, I believe. And these were gyroscopic tops that had a rubber tip. And so you would... gyroscopic flywheel tops. And so you would rub the tip against the ground to wind up the flywheel inside the top. And then you'd throw these into an arena, and they would bump into each other and blah, blah, blah. Combat tops. And so when I was watching these Beyblade videos, I was fascinated, not necessarily with the tops or the concept, so much as the culture. Beyblade is a lot bigger than I thought. There are a lot of people into it. If you look up Beyblade videos on YouTube, you're going to be shocked as to how many there are. And how many shows, how many channels people have for their Beyblade business. And I was watching these two guys, and they have a channel called Beyblade Geeks. And they were entertaining me, because they are just way too excited. These are, well, I was going to say grown men, but, you know. These are guys who are in that transitory period between child and manhood. That transitory period that I'm still in, even at the age of... Because I was born in 19... So anyway. Last night, at 2:30 a.m., I'm sitting here, I was sort of laying down, thinking, maybe I need to buy some Beyblades. No! No, I do not. And it's not because I want to do this or be into it so much. But I love to customize things. I like to hack. You know, I've got a good hacker mentality. I'm thinking, you know, I could probably improve on a Beyblade. Do something crazy to it. And then, you know, cosmetically customize it as well. But of course, you know, for all official Beyblade tournaments and stuff like that, you got to use, you know, approved parts and things like this. And so, you know, how far can you really customize anything? I don't know. But I'll tell you something. If I were to see that a Beyblade tournament was going to take place in my town, I would get some. I would go out and I would go to all the crappiest places like Walmart, Shopko, Target. And I would check all of the, you know, remaindering shelves. I'd check the clearance aisle. And I would snap up some cheap Beyblades. I would customize them. And then I would take them to the tournament. And I'd probably get some other kid to spin them for me. Because, you know, I don't have any of the things that you use to, you know, wind these things up. Although, I did watch one video where these two guys, the Beyblade geeks, they were trying to use a Dremel tool to spin up these tops, these Beyblades. And apparently they had some failure because they were using super glue. Why do kids think super glue is the answer to everything? Just because it's called super glue doesn't mean that it's good. Oh, but it's super. It'll glue anything. Yeah, it'll glue just about anything, but that doesn't mean it'll glue just about anything really well. And it doesn't mean it's going to have good shear strength. And being as you got stuff that's spinning and you're trying to... It's... Oh, goddamn, kids are stupid. So finally they figured it out. Well, actually, they didn't. They read a comment under one of their failed videos that said, you guys, you need to use mechanical fasteners. And so these guys figure out, oh, if we just use a screw and a washer, it works perfectly. And so then they had a tachometer, and they measured the speed of their Dremel, and they were getting like 44,000 RPM, and they thought they were going to get their Beyblades up to this, and they weren't even close. And it didn't occur to them to tack the Beyblades once they were spinning. But again, these guys are not scientists. These are children. These are adults who still play with, you know, fighting tops. So how bright are they? Well, luckily, they were bright enough to figure out that they could spin up their tops with some adjustments and some adaptations to a Dremel, and it worked. And they were getting these things to spin fast, so fast that they were losing control. And one guy was like, we need to get like 3 or 4 more of these Dremels. No, well, no, because you're overpowering them, and the Dremels aren't getting these all the way up to speed to begin with. What you need to do is you need to go to, take my word for it, you need to go to Harbor Freight and get some of those cheap $7 rotary tools, the ones that you can get for like $4 on sale. That's what you want. They're not as good, they're not as fast, they're not as powerful, but they'll be just right for Beyblades. And now I'm thinking, I should go get 2 of those, set them up on a frame so that they can have Beyblades attached to them, be nice and fair, spin and drop at the same time. That's the one thing I don't like about kids these days. They can't engineer anything. Why is that? Is it because in schools they have to be taught how to log into the Facebook? I don't get it. Why aren't kids learning practical things in school? I think they already know how to touch the screen to work their phone, so we don't need to teach them that. Kids these days, you never see kids building stuff. I swear to God, if I'm driving around in town and I see some kids building stuff out in front of their house or whatever, I'm gonna go up and hand them all the money I have. Here you go. Here's your award for being awesome and actually, you know, building some stuff. Oh, I blame Angry Birds. Oh my God. Yeah, I have a friend who's got 2 kids, and he has to get on them all the time about limiting their screen time. And so they can't have their tablets, you know, even though one kid is 4 years old, this kid still has a tablet. And I just want to ask my friend, if you have to limit their screen time to 30 minutes a day or whatever, why did you even buy the tablets? If you didn't want your kids to be on their tablets and crap all day, why did you buy them for them? A 4-year-old doesn't need a tablet. I'm sorry. And all these kids do with these tablets is play these stupid games. And these aren't even good games. They're not educational games. They're just games where you move things around on the screen. What is the point of that? At least load up some good war games so they could learn some real strategy or something, but no. It makes no sense to me. Needless to say, these kids don't make anything either. They produce nothing. Oh my God. At my age, in my life, between the ages of 4 and however old the oldest kid is, 12, I had so much output, my parents couldn't keep up. Stop making stuff. We've got nowhere to put it. I do build a lot of crap, although I am slowing down in my old age. Isn't that fun? Aren't I cool? Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day for more than the last 1,000 days. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta do something, but I don't know what. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.